Otaku Cat with Jess. Today I have a couple manga to talk about and a couple books about anime and manga that I recommend if you're interested and you're a fan and you want to know more about it. And I also got a new video game to talk about. First off, let's talk about the manga. Let's see, Death Note. It's put out by Shonen Jump. Advanced. I don't know what the Vance is for. You know, whatever. Basically, Death Note is about a kid named Light. He's a really good student, and one day he comes across a Death Note, which is a notebook for a death god. And supposedly anyone that writes a name in the notebook dies. And Light finds this out, and he vows to use his power to rid people, the Earth, of evil. There's 4 volumes out right now. I've only read the first volume, and it's pretty interesting. It's kind of slow. Like, in the first book, over, 1,000 people die of, heart attacks and all that good stuff. And, I would like him to think of how people would die. That would be a little bit more interesting instead of just, all of them dying from heart attacks. I recommend it and, get it. It's kind of interesting. The 2 characters, Light and the Death God, whatever his name is, are kind of freaky. The actual name, the translated name, can be either for Light is either Light or Right, and Light is bringing light and justice into the world, or Right is writing in the death book. So that's kind of an interesting fact. And there's been rumors about an anime being made of Death Notes, but they're kind of concerned on controversy about, you know, the subject, so it might not come out anytime soon. But there is, in the making, maybe a live-action Death Note film being made. So you want to go check that out. I mean, it's entertaining. And in the middle of, the chapters, the beginning of the chapter, it will, give you a page of, it's supposed to be, a page out of the Death Note's, instructions on how to use it. So, it'll be, this note shall become property of the human world once touched, and really horrible today. I have to use a new recording program because my recording program that I was using is not exporting to MP3 files. And if it's not MP3, it takes for centuries to upload it to whatever site, and it takes up so much room, it's just crazy. So forgive me, I'm learning a new recording thing and editing program because my other one is stupid. The other manga I was reading, I was trying to go for some action kind of theming these, which is kind of going good but kind of not. So anyways, the other one's Devil May Cry 3, and of course it's based on the video game, and I didn't actually get through the whole thing because it's just, I haven't, and I mean it has a lot of blood and action and demons, it has Dante jumping around and stuff, but it's really hard for me to follow. And I guess it's because it's so much action in each little square that it's just hard. And there's not a lot of wording, so you get all this action and movement, and you get 2 or 3 words, maybe for a page, like the page I'm looking at. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 words, and they're sprawled out between 2 pages, and so it's not a whole big, it's a glance, and you're like, it's alright. I am not personally gonna get any more of these ones. I am a fan of the game, and I like Dante and the demons and his character because he's hot. But the manga could be worked on a little bit more. It's worked out a little bit more, I don't know. It's actually based before the game happens, so it's about, like, Dante and his brother meeting and fighting and whatnot. And it's put out by Tokyo Pop. And I'm not gonna get another one of these because I wasn't entertained. I got halfway through and I stopped. I just stopped. Because I don't want to read it. I can read other entertaining ones. And for my non-violent one for this week is a Shinobi Beats magazine. And if you're not familiar with that, it's, you know, the girly magazine. It comes out with all the Shinobi, Shoji, whatever titles. And it's called Absolute Boyfriend. And it's an absolute must get. Because I love it. It's hilarious. And it's basically like, it's not like Chobits. Well, it is like Chobits in where it's like a robot that is a human, kind of. But the robot is a guy, a really hot guy. And he's stuck with this kind of fruity girl. And they go about trying to gather data, so to speak. And so, it's hilarious. This girl, she's, you know, not a girly girl. Well, she is, kind of. She doesn't have any boobs. And she wants a boyfriend, and she goes on the internet to mail order one. For some reason, she thinks it's funny. Fun to try and do that. And the next day, a big box shows up, and a guy comes out, and he's butt naked. And she's like, yeah, it's, the layout is pretty easy to read and fun, and again, you can get, a sample of it in the Shinobi Beats magazine, which is, I get that every month because I like it, I like the artist, and of course, in this book, you get extras, you get because it is the first one in the series, you get little editor notes or columns. And the editor, or the writer, is actually very funny. She's very funny. I think it's she, from what I remember. So that's my girly magazine. Go check it out. And his name, the robot's name, or android, or doll, or whatever, is named Knight. And he's sexy. And he knows how to cook, which is all the better. And for American comics, I went and I got V for Vendetta, an American comics graphic novel, and I love the story. I just don't like American comics that much, and I've been trying to figure out why I don't like American comics that much, and it's because they fit a paragraph of words in a dang word bubble, one word bubble, and it's just really a lot of reading, and I guess I'm a lazy comic book reader. I want, you know, few words, let the pictures explain themselves. But I read V for Vendetta, and it's a great story. Go get it. And even if you don't like American comics or comics, just get it for a collector, you know, later on. And I also went and got to see the movie. I usually don't go and hang on for a minute. Okay, I'm back. I go blow my nose. I usually don't go out and see movies the first week they're out, even though that's when they're getting the most ratings. This time, I made myself go see V for Vendetta, and it is an excellent movie. I love it, and I totally was worried about the character V and how they're going to portray him because, I mean, you think about it, an actor is a person, is a voice, and also their body language and facial movements. And with V, he's in a mask the whole time, so you don't get that facial movement. And so you have to express a character by your voice and your body movement. And I wrote it down, the names of the people that played him. But the guy that played V played him very good. He came across as a good character. And the other characters, like Evie, she's hot, man. She's hot. I like it when they shave her head. And it's very emotional. But it's a very good movie. Go see it. And when it comes out, I'm definitely going to buy it. I have the comic already, which I don't really like the comic. And that's just because I don't like reading a paragraph of words in a tiny word bubble. It's hard for my eyes. And now, on to books about manga and anime. If you're like me, you like to read anime and, well, manga. You like to read manga and watch anime. But you also probably want to find out more about it. You want to find out, you know, how they do this, what's out there, why they do some things, you know, in anime and manga, what, you know, the culture behind it. Because it's not my culture, but I want to learn a lot about it. And the first one is the book that I recommend is called The Science of Anime. And it's about mechanoids and AI bots. It's basically about, you know, the science fiction in anime and stuff. And you can go get it at, like, Borders, or I got mine at, like, animation.com, that shop. It's by but it goes through the history and, like, them comparing what, you know, they're, what's out there, what is real and what's not, and what could be real, you know, like Ghost in the Shell, the internet things, and human interface with computers. Just a few series they mention is Pokemon, Digimon, Dragon Ball, Asteroid Boy, Ghost in the Shell, and many more. They compare them and they look at them, how these people came up with these far out ideas but are now reality, you know, supercomputers. And the other book you should go check out just to get, it has a lot of pictures in it of like manga pages and a lot of character information and a lot about the people that make anime, manga. Sorry, I'm getting confused. But it's Manga, 60 Years of Japanese Comics by Paul Garvinet. You should go get it. I got it at Barnes & Noble's, I think. But it has a really nice, the front couple pages, it has a really nice timeline of what manga came first and all that stuff. All the different steps of manga and how they came over to the United States and whatnot. And all the important stuff, which is really cool. It's from the timeline from 1975 to 2004. So, and they have publications for books, publications, magazines, film, television, and key events, trends in Japan and abroad. And again, I recommend it because it has a lot of cool illustrations, and it tells you about, you know, the manga cafes, which I really, really want one by us so I could just hang out in a manga cafe. That would be so, so fun. And speaking about manga cafes, apparently my sister, she has one by her place that just opened, and she was so kind. She went to this cafe and she sat down and she proceeded to call me and tell me how fun it was, even though I don't think she really likes anime and manga, how fun it was to be sitting there reading all this new manga and drinking coffee and whatnot. That kind of pissed me off. I was like, shut up. I don't like you. I really do love her. She's my sister, you know. And the new video game I have received, because I went and I turned in my old games that I haven't played in a while, because I don't make a lot of money. For the PSP, me and my Katamari. Yes, the Katamari for the PSP. You can do some rolling on the go. I love Katamari. We love Katamari, and I have the first Katamari moon. But now, I have one for my PSP. And it's, the controls are a little bit different, because you don't have the two thumb things, like on the PlayStation. You have to use what's available on the PSP. But I've played it for about an hour and a half now. And it's great. It's really great. Go get it. Or go rent it. Buy it. Whatever. Come borrow it off me. Well, you can't leave the house with it. You can play it here. But you can't take it home because it's mine. It's all mine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Katamari. Katamari. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get to go on an island and roll up balls, of course. It's the same principle, just miniaturized in the PSP. And apparently, with a new update for your PSP, you can put wallpapers on your background instead of having the little funky colors for the month. Which I haven't tried, but I've heard from a friend, my best friend, my buddy, my life partner. And he has his PSP and he has a wallpaper on it. So I'm going to try that maybe later after I figure out how to do it and whatnot. And how I work this stupid recording thing that I have to figure out. This is a Doku Cat. And hey, if you're listening and you draw or you know someone that can draw, I'm looking for someone to draw a cat, a otaku cat, for my show to put up on, you know, to be the mascot. Because I love my little orange sushi guy that I have right now posted up on there, which, but he doesn't really go with anything. He's not a cat, he's just an orange sushi guy. And that guy... Well, it came about because I had way too much time and I was at the sushi bar. And I made him with the orange pills and the leftover tuna roll or whatever it was. So, I think that's all for today, for this week. I will see you next week and bring you some more. And hopefully, it's not too difficult with this new program. I'm using Audacity right now, so I've heard that it's a good program. So maybe, maybe not, maybe not. See you later.